Blog Talk Radio.
Many goats out there that pretend they are sheep. Amongst the sheep, there are many wolves. You may have been able to fool your family. You may have been able to fool the church you go to. But you have not fooled me. You will stand before me, and I will judge you. Yes, I have loved you. Yes, I have showered you with mercy and grace. I have been long suffering with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, as the scripture hath said, for some of you I have just put up with you. I warn you today, I have put up with you for as long as I am. Very soon, the door of grace is going to close to this world. And only those who are in Christ will be called out of this world as Noah was lifted above the flood. If you want to be lifted above the flood of my judgment, you must be in Christ before I shut the door, saith the Lord. I hear you now to say, I don't believe it. Hear me now, saith the Lord. You will soon see it. But when you see it, it will be too late for you. And remember, moms and dads, the children of the wicked will remain here with the wicked. Only the children of the righteous shall leave with the righteous. Mom and Dad, are your children going to leave with you? Or are your children going to remain through the judgment? As I have said, there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you cry for me, I will not hear you. When you call out to me, then I will not answer you once the door is closed. Some of you have been taught a lie. And rather than read my Bible and find out for yourself, you have believed what men have told you. And it's a lie. Today, out of mercy and grace, I warn you one more time. the door. The way of escape will soon close. And I will only call them my righteous children.
Hurry, it is time to enter the ark. Everything is in readiness. The appointed time has arrived. This is alarming. There is only one door to enter in. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. Warnings and the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called. I feel like I'm going to cry here from this, the Holy Spirit. Many have been called and warned that the appointed time was at hand. All right, back up a little. Warnings in the gospel have been preached throughout the world to all peoples, nations, and tongues. Many have been called, only a righteous few have been chosen. I am shutting the door. Oh boy. Judgment comes to the wicked, unrepentant world. As it was in the days of Noah, it is once again. Those who have not heeded my warnings and entered the ark will perish. Oh, the earth will be in chaos, and the door is shut. Weeping and gnashing of teeth, fire in the street, and the smell of death and sulfur will be in the air. My messengers and prophets have been shouting repent from the rooftops. They have prepared the way for my return. Repent now. Boy.
Oh, yes, Lord. My goodness, Lord. You are so awesome. The Lord is speaking to his people. Praise God. And the Lord wants his message to be heard tonight. Praise you, Lord. The Lord came to tell me these things. Thank you, Lord. And he got my attention this morning. He spoke to me so strong and so clear. The message he wants me to bring. So thank you, Lord, for his people. Praise you, God. Because I said, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? And he reminded me what he told me and said, tell them to come into the ark because the door is going to be shut. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'm saying this just in obedience to the Lord. And it came to pass, verse 10, after 7 days, the water of the flood were upon the earth, exactly as God had told Noah that it would come to pass. 7 days, brothers and sisters. In the perfect timing of God, in other words, in the perfect timing of God, the day and the hour no man knows, but only the Father. Not even the Son knows, but only the Father. Understand, in the perfect timing of God, thank you, Lord, we are going to be raptured. We are going to depart from this earth. The departure of the bride of Christ, brothers and sisters, it's going to happen any day. It's going to happen soon. Thank you, Lord. But the message tonight is, get into the ark. Get into the ark. Because the door, the Lord has said, is going to be shut. I'm being obedient to deliver a message. The Lord has told me to tell his people that the door is going to be shut. He is working with some that are unclean. They need cleansing. They need repentance. Need to get into zero repentance. Hallelujah. Praise you, God, to go home. He's working with people to get them ready to go home. Thank you, Jesus. But he's going to take his bride out of this earth very, very soon. Thank you, Lord. And he wants us to be ready, ready of all time. Listen to what it says. Exactly as Jesus said in the days of Noah, 7:11 of Noah, and in the 600 years of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17 days of the month, the same day world where all the fountain, see 11 day of judgment, Do you see the 11? Genesis 11:7, where all the fountain of the grave be broken. That is judgment. And the windows of heaven were open. As the door are being closed, the windows of heaven are being opened. Can you understand that? Can you receive that? Can you receive that? Can you understand that? As the door is being shut, the windows of heaven are going to be open. But they are not going to be open for blessing. They're going to be open for judgment. You understand this now? They're going to be open for judgment. When they are open, when these windows are open, when these windows are open, brothers and sisters, CERN will release these demons that have been locked up for thousands of years, and that is the beginning of the tribulation. In the moment the rapture is happens, the door is shut, the windows of heaven are open, these demons are released by CERN, which God said he's going to allow them. They will be released, and they're going out killing people. Killing people. People, that is the vengeance of the Lord. Those that don't want to repent, those that are refusing to repent, those that are refusing to come to God, that the name are not in the book of life, are going to be killed by these demons. That is what is approaching. Your name needs to be in the book of life. It can be your name too.
That's right. Oh Jesus, Father, we thank you. And Lord, we want to commit today's service unto your hand from the beginning all the way to the very end. We pray for your presence. We pray for the Holy Spirit to move like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people of God say. All the people say. Come on, let's give God a big hand, shall we? Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, Saturday service. You're on fire.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. We are thankful. We are grateful. Hallelujah, for his love, for his mercy that endureth forever. Shalom, shalom, my brother, my sister. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, brother. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I hope you love the intro tonight. Praise you, Lord. We hallelujah, have made it thinking about, hallelujah, how close the coming of the Lord is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I've been taken to heaven, and the Lord has spoken with me. Hallelujah, this week. Praise you, Lord. I don't know how many of you joined Sister Carla this past Wednesday, because Wednesday morning the Lord surprised me by taking me to heaven, my brother and sister, close to what the wedding celebration is. And I tell you, it was a surprise. But it was an awesome surprise. I thank the Lord. I've been praying for weeks for this and waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Patiently. Thank you, Lord. And I thank him for this. I got two experiences to share tonight. And for those that missed the service on Wednesday, I came on Sister Carla program. And I asked if I was allowed to share on the program. And they said, okay, if I was allowed to join. And I thank the Lord they allowed me to, because the word, Shalom, Sister Luna, was so urgent to be shared, my brother and sister. Jesus is returning for his bride that have made her still ready. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Lord visited me again and talked to me about the 3 days of darkness. But more than just talks, he showed me what will be unfolding soon. upon the world. I would say upon the world, but mostly upon this nation, because he was showing me this nation and the things that are about to unfold, my brother and sister. I will give you details as much as I can. Praise you, Lord. But I tell you this, hallelujah, not much is left, my brother and sister, challenge Ezra. Hallelujah, not much is left, I tell you. And so, praise you, Lord. Whatever days or months we have left, we thank the Lord for them. Hallelujah. The bride of Christ soon will departure from this earth. Hallelujah. Everything left, the three judgments that can happen in a single day, in a single night, and the revival that can happen so quickly also. I think that the revival will take longer than the three judgments the Lord has shown me. The earthquake in California, the eastern tsunami in the water in Israel. These things are going to happen so quickly. People will be stunned. They will be sitting as they hear it on the news. My brother and sister, thinking we've waited this for months and maybe years, and it's already happened. It's going to be quickly, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the focus is on Jesus. This is where we need to be focused, my brother and sister. Amen. The Lord is showing me his army in heaven, and that the order has been given to his army, my brother and sister, to begin to move and mobilize in heaven. And as the Lord take me into heaven, my brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Let me share. I have to share a Bible verse. We have to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Share, hallelujah, his word. We're Bible proof. It's a requirement, my brother and sister. If any man, anyone speaketh, let him speak according to God's word. Amen. So we have to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have always praise you, Lord, the word of God in our hand available. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As the army of the world are mobilizing, of course, the army of God is not going to be stand, my brother and sister. Of course, God is going to do something. Hallelujah. God's going to move. And I was also meditating about the prayer of David on Psalm 83, my brother and sister, which David, hallelujah, prayed to God to arise, arise, O Lord, my brother and sister. He said, keep thou no silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. Be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemy made us to move, and they that hate thee have lifted their head, my brother and sister. So they are lifting their head. And let me praise the Lord, get it from the word of God, the Bible word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. Do not keep quiet, oh, God. Excuse me. Look, your enemy are in uproar. Uproar. You know, when the nations are saying, we're going to attack Israel. We're going to attack this nation. Amen. Thank you, Lord. They're making an uproar. Those who hate you hold their head high, which is a sign of pride also, okay? Or a sign of them thinking that they're higher than anyone or they're better than anyone, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. So he says, hallelujah, they may plan in secret against your people, plot together against those that you treasure. And that's what Biden and his people this past weekend has done. As they approve that the point $1.3 trillion, their money there against the Jewish people, the division of Jerusalem, western and eastern part, given them to the Palestinian, the city, which will be called Palestine. It's been on their television channel in the Middle East, and I heard them and I seen them, where they're planning to build Palestine. Well, Joe Biden is putting it on their hand now. As you think that everything is about Ukraine, Russia and Ukraine, hallelujah, as people are focused in Russia and Ukraine, hallelujah, they're over here approving billions of dollars against Israel, my brother and sister. Every time they're going to do something to Israel, they create a problem somewhere, okay? And they focus everyone on that problem. So people always forget about Easter. Oh, no, my brother and sister. Oh, no. And God is not keeping silent on this. So when the Lord takes me to heaven, he showed me his army mobilizing, my brother and sister. I seen them getting on the horses. And the horses that I'm looking in heaven, Jesus is in front of me talking to me. He allowed me to look to the right and left of these horses and his army as they were getting on the horses. And they were taking off flying, my brother and sister. It was such a smooth. It's like seeing like an F-22 taking off smoothly. These horses were taking off smoothly with his rider in the clouds of heaven, my brother and sister, getting into their position to war, my brother and sister. Hallelujah, because this is the last of the last. And Jesus was talking to me, my brother and sister. And the Lord, I said, Lord, hallelujah, what is going on, Lord? And the Lord says to me, as you have said in your program, hallelujah, this is the end. This is it. This is it. And he says, as you said in your program, it's his program. It's called the Lord's Hour. He's the Lord. But he said, as you said in your program, hallelujah. But the word he said was not mine, was of God, okay, that the end is near. It's near. It's closer than ever in all eternity, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. So he quoted me back because God has given me the word to speak, and I've been giving his word out. So he quoted me on the word that I had given from God. Because remember, him and the angel don't know the end of the end, but only the Father. So whoever the Father is giving the word down here, how close it is, that's what's exactly what it is, because God is speaking. God is giving out his word, and we're putting it out there. My brothers and sisters, with persecution, with much persecution, and so much more, but we're putting the word out there. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So I tell you that he quoted me back to the word God's been giving me to give on the Lord's Hour. My brother and sister. So he mobilizing his army. But as Jesus is standing in front of me, he has these piercing eyes of Father in him. My brother and sister. Like when someone say, I'm out for blood. I'm out for vengeance. And the Bible says that the Lord says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay, he had enough with his enemy. He had allowed them enough. They had taken too much already. They had done too much evil. And enough is enough. My brother and sister, he's out for blood. He's out for vengeance. Okay, upon his enemy. He's going to destroy his enemy. He's going to bring his judgment upon his enemy. And none will escape. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. That was on Wednesday morning that the Lord was showing me this. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And I'm seeing the Lord, and I'm seeing these things being unfold. He even allowed me to see a horse having a baby. But it was not like down here, my brother. It was like a miracle, like when he showed me in the millennium, woman having baby, the angel just putting their hand on the wound and taking the baby out. And that was no pain, nothing. No nakedness, nothing. My brother and sister, a miracle. My brother and sister. But the same horse that was having that baby was going to be ridden by someone to of his army. My brother and sister. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. Hallelujah. For him to take vengeance upon his enemy. He's going to come down on his white horse, my brother and sister. His horses are ready. Horses and his army are ready in heaven. And they just been given the order as he was showing me. Hallelujah. As they say, to be in high alert. Because that's what they say down here. Be in high alert. Raise the level to level now. 6. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I didn't see the level, how high it is, but I bet you it's got to be 6. Or it must be 7. Because that's when the act of God comes, the judgment. I know it's out there. And this judgment happens any day. Any day, my brother and sister, because the door is about to be closed. Anyone playing with God right now is wasting their time. It's playing with fire, because all this is about to finish. It's about to end. God has told us to be repenting daily, daily repenting, day and night, praying without ceasing. If we're wasting any time, we're wasting it. And we're going to wish we had taken advantage of the little, almost nothing time he gave us. My brother and sister, this is the time. This is the hour where God wants us to be ready or be left out. We either right or you'll be left, my brother and sister. The Lord had his piercing eye penetrating my being. He did not smile on me. He looked me straight. He looked me serious. I was thinking, did I do anything wrong? Did I say anything I wasn't supposed to say on the Lord's hour? Did I got him mad by saying something I'm not supposed to say? I'm thinking of this as he's looking at me with those piercing eyes that can penetrate my being easily, my brother and sister. And I started thinking, if I said something wrong, if I say something false, if I'm speaking something false now, I'm checking myself. As the Bible said, check yourself, my brother and sister. But he spoke back to me and said, as you have said on your program, good Father says to me, it's over. And when Father says to me, he has those piercing eyes back then. And the Lord has the same piercing eyes that Father has. My brother and sister, God is angry. The Lord is angry. And the Bible says, Psalm 2, not to make the Son angry. My brother and sister, it's not good. It's not really good right now for humanity. They have made him angry, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Bible says in Psalm 2:10, now you kings act wisely. Make the right decision. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son or he'll become angry. Hallelujah, and you will die on your way because his anger will burst into flame. Blesses everyone who take refuge in him. Oh, he's angry. Jesus is angry. And he's going to burst people into flame very soon. My brother and sister, after showing me this, and I knew I was not far off from the wedding celebration, but he says to me that I have said on the Lord's hour, the wedding is about to start, he says to me. Very clear. The wedding is about to start. And I thank him for that. My brother and sister, remember that if the wedding, which is about to start, my brother and sister, the bride need to be there. The wedding cannot start without the bride. But Jesus says to me that the wedding is about to start and looked at me. My brother and sister, as you have said on your program, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need to hear the words of encouragement because I've been giving strong words here on the Lord's Hour lately, and I'm responsible for every word. I have God to have my back on this, my brother and sister, because I'm putting out words, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. I'm putting out his word, and they're very strong. The door is about to be closed. The wedding celebration is about to start. The great tribulation is at the door. My brothers, everything is all coming at once. You have to choose which of the three are you going to enter into the great tribulation and sin and disobedience, or you're going to go home repenting when you have changed your way. Your ways unto God's ways, holiness and righteousness. Those are the ways of the Lord. Holiness and righteousness are his ways. And we need to be in his ways already. It's not that we're looking forward to being there sometime. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, the marriage supper is about to begin. The marriage of Jesus, the wedding celebration is about to begin. The bride need to be there. There's no wedding without the bride. We know that. That's common sense down here. There's no wedding without the bride. It's about to begin. You need to be in it with the Lord now. You need to be repenting. If you're doing anything sinful, you need to be crying out to him to help you stop. The Bible said in the book of Jude, only one chapter, he can stop you from falling. He can stop you from sinning. falling and sinning. You need to be fasting without water, no food right now. Is there anything hindering your life? You need to go start tomorrow, not 3-day fasting or 7 days or 40 days. I don't know, however the Lord leads you. Fasting with no water, no food. To be ready. Crying out to him. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Asking him to keep you from being hungry and giving you the strength to do so. And you'll see that his miracle hand, his miracle power empowering you to do so. Taking hunger and pain away from you. Best your way. My brother and sister. It's very important. Keep Sister Luna in prayer. She's starting a fast tomorrow. What are we praying for you, sister? This is important. We're in the last of the last. If there were more time left, I would have told you so. I would have been the first on here jumping up and down telling you, we got more time. We got more time. But if I say that, I sin right now. There's no time left. There's only time to be repenting, crying out. When was the last time you got on your knees on the floor crying out to the Lord for mercy and fasting and prayer? When was the last time? You say, I'm not getting away. I'm not coming out of this fasting until you set me free, Lord. Lord, I'm not going to stop fasting, Lord. I say that. Keep fasting. If I die, okay. I got to that level because I wanted to be set free in my fasting with the Lord. And if I would tell someone else, I'll say, you're crazy. How can you think this way? I don't want no life without Jesus. I don't want no life without God. I want my life with him. Shalom, Brian. We're at that days. We're in those days. My brother and sister. Someone said the days of Elijah, when Elijah called everyone to repenting, and those that refused to repent and follow the group of Baal, kill them. And they chased them and they started killing the prophet of Baal. And when the queen heard that, she was very wrapped. When Jezebel heard what Elijah did to her prophet, oh man, was she angry. Go back to King and read it. She was angry. What did Elisha do? When they failed to prove that the God was real, killed them. And they began to kill those men. It comes to a time when God says, repent. And all of a sudden, the person end up dead. My brother and sister, without the Lord, you have to be obedient right away and say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to do so. Hallelujah. Kiss the son of hope and become angry, and you will die on your way. Because his anger will burst into flame. Blesses everyone who take refuge in him. The only refuge you and I have is Jesus. And the last day, he is the ark of God. And the last day in which you and I can take refuge. Hallelujah. This is where we are today. The last of the last. My brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Last of the last. Hallelujah. Repent or stay behind. Repent with all your heart or be left behind. Simple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is where we are. There's no going back anymore. Remember the Lord saying to me, very soon you will want to come on the Lord's hour and you won't be able to because there will not be time left. Hallelujah. The light, John 1:5, the light shining dark, and dark has never extinguished it. That light is Jesus Christ, and the devil and all his evil and all his army and the Nephtalim can never quench the light of Jesus. Believe that. Believe that for the days to come. We are in the light, and we are at the light. And our light can never be quenched by any evil. Believe that with all your heart. My brother and sister, this is a great test, a great trial. Ezekiel 38:2. I will darken all the lights shining in the sky above you. I will bring darkness over your land, declare the Almighty Lord, said the prophet Ezekiel. My brother and sister, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, God brought over Pharaoh, over Egypt, 3 days of darkness. These 3 days of darkness, Shalom, Sister Renee, are only brought in certain occasions. My brother and sister, God showing that he's in control. My brother and sister, and that God will protect his children. God will protect us. And every time God did this, there was a new beginning for the children of Israel. When hallelujah, darkness came. Because that's when they saw the mighty hand of God protecting them. God revealed himself to them through the days of darkness. Joel 2:2, it is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and overcast skies. A large and mighty army was spread over the mountain like the dawn. Nothing like this had ever happened. Nothing like this will happen ever again, says the prophet Joel 2:2. He prophesied that this day of darkness will come, a gloom day. It will be a darkness that you can feel. Those are the 3 days of darkness. The Lord came to me this week, took me in the spirit. And the days ahead are the 3 days of darkness. I had shared about the 3 days of darkness. I shared that one time I seen the days of darkness. And that after the 3 days of darkness, the church was glorified. Got a glorious body like angels. Each and one of us. After the 3 days of darkness. But this time, when the Lord takes me into the 3 days of darkness, before I was not allowed to see the demon that will be released on the earth. This time he did show me. He allowed me to see. I was in a building, my brother and sister. It looks like a school setting. Looks like I went back to college. I don't know if it was paperwork or something. And as I was there and I was dealing with papers, my wife called me on the phone and said, honey, where are you? And I said, why? Because the teacher called me from school that you need to go pick up the kid. And I said, what's going on? And have you noticed? He said, have you looked outside? You know, I said, I've been here all morning long. I had not looked out through the window. But she said, you know how some days are raining and the clouds are dark and it's dark outside. So I imagined there was something like that going on. I didn't think much of it as it was. But it was the Lord that took me there for me to see what was happening. So I said to her, okay, I'll get to the kid. I'll bring him home like I usually do. Anything happens, I go to the school, I pick him up, I bring him home. So I said, I'll do that, okay? I still have her on the phone. I look out through my window. It was pitch black. At that very moment was a reminder to my understanding in the Lord that I seen this before. I seen this glooming black pitch where you cannot hardly see further ahead of you. It's so black. And you know how you have lights on your cell phone? People was using everything they could to turn on the lights. When I look at the window, I saw people, some people are driving, hitting posts, hitting other cars face to face because it was so glooming black that the headlight was very dim and they could not see each other. I saw people, their head close to their through the windows, to the windshield as they're driving, and they're looking, trying to see, and they will hit one another from collision because they cannot see my brother and sister. And all of a sudden, as people were having this accident in this pitch black, I saw how my brother and sister, people began to come out of the car and decided to walk because if you could not drive, people said, well, I got to get home. Let me get out of my car. And as they were getting out of the car, all of a sudden I saw these demons that were released on the earth, my brother and sister. And these demons started taking form of dog, leper, my brother and sister. Leper was mostly the animal they were turning like. Some look like tiger, my brother and sister. And to me, it was like, wow, Hallelujah. They began to take these form that I was thinking, wow, what is this? Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I was wondering, hallelujah, what was going on? Will all this evil be released on the earth? And as they were turning into these different animals, they began to attack people. I saw them jumping on people and grabbing them by the neck, biting them to kill them, my brother and sister. And I said, wow. But I knew that I have the protection of the Lord, that the hedge of protection the Lord has on his people, ye that are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of salvation, was in our lives, that we were dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty, that we will not have to fear no evil, because God said he will be with us, my brother and sister. But the rest of the world was very afraid. They just don't realize all the evil that was going on the earth, my brother and sister, and that they could not outrun these beasts. They cannot outrun these animals. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, and they tried to. But when they tried to run, they will catch up to them quickly. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And grab them and bite them. My brother and sister. Says that thou should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that fled by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor in destruction that layeth waste on the noonday. I'm watching destruction on the noonday, as the Bible says. I look at the hours, it was 10:16 a.m. And this destruction is going on, my brother and sister, early in the morning. And I knew that everyone that was not walking with the Lord was being attacked by these beasts, by these animals. But it was this demon that was turning into them. I can see the demon before they turn into the animal. And then people will see them turn into those animals. And if people had that dog, they would turn into the dead dog. If they had dead cat, they would turn into the dead animal to get their attention. The whole idea that these demons were doing was getting people attention, getting them to focus on them. So some people will say, oh, that's a kitty. That's not going to do anything to me. And when the person went to grab the kitty, as the kitty was there, meow, 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 immediately it opened a big mouth like a beast and bite this person, take this person apart. Beast is now deceived. So this beast was deceiving them. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, they were deceiving them. They were getting them one way or another. These people could not escape them. And they were killing people here and there, my brother and sister. And that's what shocked me, as I'm seeing all this. You know, I tell my wife, I don't know if I can get to my children. And I called Brother Ben. I said, Brother Ben, can you help me to get the children at school? And he was telling me, I look out my window, Brother Elvie, it's really bad up there. It's really dark. It's pitch black, but I'll do my best so we can meet and we can go get them. We'll do so. Even today, Brother brought me a flashlight. We've been getting ready for this darkness that is coming, because the Lord said we will go through these 3 days of darkness very soon. They're very close to begin. When I got this Friday morning, I was thinking to go on Brother Barry's program and say if I can join him. But I was debating because I was afraid that this would begin so soon and then I won't have time to come on and warn the people. But I began to think that the Lord, when he gives you something like this so urgent, it's because you still have a little time, at least a little time. And my thinking is, I got to put out this message quickly. I got to warn people that the 3 days of darkness are around the corner, are about to happen, and that we need to be dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty. We need to be praying. We need to be repenting. 1,000 shall fall on thy side, 10,000 on the right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. As I began to walk to head unto my children, still have my wife on the phone, And I said, I'm going to try to get to them as fast as I can. There's so many accidents happening around me. Some of these demons are loose, and I noticed that as I was walking through, the demon could not get to me. I had the protection of the Lord, and the demon could not jump on me as they were doing to other people. I noticed that the people that were not submitted under the Lord, that were not under the Lord protection, they were attacking them easily with no problem and overpowering them so easy. But anyone who feared the Lord, who was walking under the shadow of the Almighty, who the Lord was a shield and protection, as he said to Abraham, they were being kept, they were being protected with no problem. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So I started moving. I'm seeing the accident, and me, I wanted to stop and help those people, because I saw people bleeding after the accident. I saw the beast attacking them. But I started thinking, it's not my business to deliver them from the beast. That's not what God called me to do. My brother and sister, I'm a messenger of the Lord. And Father said, I'm the last message he will send to the earth. He reminded me of this the other days. So I'm putting out his message. And if I see all these beasts in the 3 days biting people, eating people, it's not for me to mess with it. It's not for me to enter being. That's not the calling God has put on my life or any one of us life, my brother and sister. Okay? God is calling people to repenting. We are telling them to repent, to commit their life to God. If they don't do, and one of these beasts comes out and eat them, it's on them. Yes, we pray here. We intercede for our brother and sister. We're there for them in prayer. That is the best thing you can do for anyone. You giving them money, clothing, and food is not the best. It's praying for them, interceding for their life is the best thing you and I can do. That was explained to my aunt in heaven. My brother and sister, that the best thing you can do is pray for someone and get God involved in their life. That is the best thing. A lot of people think that he is giving them food, it's giving them money, it's giving them shelter, that it's the best thing you can, and they're wrong. Because a lot of people have gotten money, gone to hell. Gotten shelter, gone to hell. My brother and sister, giving them car, gone to hell. But when you get life, when you get God involved in their life, God gives them life, and they end up in heaven. Greater chance to end up in heaven. My brother and sister, it's the greatest things you can do for someone is praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Very important you understand this. We're in the last of the last. Okay? Whatever is left is left. Once the trumpet sounds, the church is out. The church disappears. Okay? The church right now is running out of time. Whatever you can do for someone is pray, do it. Stop putting off prayer. Whatever you can, the best thing you can do for your family is to pray for them. Do it. When you fast, include your family in your fasting. Mention them to the Lord in prayer. Get God involved in their life, because God can deliver them from those demons that are going to be released soon. Hallelujah. Very important you understand. Hallelujah. How difficult it is in the last days. Difficult. Difficult. Thank you, Jesus. People need God involved in their life. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Get God into the life to make their life possible to serve him. The only way. There's no other way. There is no other way. Understand that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amos 5:8. God made the constellation of the Pleiades of Orient and turned the deep darkness into dawn. He turned the day into night. He called water from the sea to pour out over the face of the earth. His name is the Lord. Amos 5:20. The day of the Lord brings darkness and no light. It's pitch black with no light. Why did the prophet say this? Because Jesus is coming to transform his bride. And this happened coming out of the darkness, 3 days of darkness. Again, let me read you what the prophet says now. Amos 5:20. The day of the Lord brings darkness and no light. You hear? It begins with darkness. It began with 3 days of darkness. The bride comes out of it glorified in a glorious body. But the world, for the first time, they realize how far away from God they are, how much part of darkness they are. In the 3 days of darkness, it is revealed to the world, the unrepentant world, the world that's been rejecting the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of God, the Son of God, the only Savior, the only deliverer that died for them on the cross that they've been rejecting for so many years. In the 3 days of darkness, God makes them realize that they don't have Jesus 100% clear to their mind. When those demons come on them and bites them and begin to tear them apart, people begin to see this, and they are terrified. Hallelujah. Terrified. So the day of the Lord brings darkness, 3 days of it. And no light. No light. When you plant a seed in the ground, you plant a seed in darkness. You don't plant it in light. You plant it in darkness. Okay? And the seed remains there in dark until it begins to come out of the dark into the light. And it grows to become a tree, plant, mapulin system. But it first comes out of darkness, not a light. It comes out of darkness first. The bride is the same. It gets changed. It gets transformed in that process. My brothers, because we are planted like seed. And this earth to bring fruit for God. Remember? Or you need to be reminded. Let's read it. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 1. Thank you, Jesus. What did the Bible says? Hallelujah. Verse 3 of Psalm 1. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf is also shall not wither, but whatsoever he does shall prosper. Who is he? The church. God's believers are planted to bring fruit for God. So as a seed, we are planted in the ground. And for the 3 days of darkness, we comes out. We come out as we meant to be seeing. Everyone in heaven wants to see how the bride's going to come out. How beautiful. The word that Paul uses, glorious, bright. When she comes out shining, she comes out glorious. Everybody wants to see how everyone will come out. The Lord gave me a preview of how people are going to come out when he calls them by name. Praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. There will be a change. There will be a day of transformation coming. And it's close now. Because we're ever closer than ever. The disciple heard about this, but never seen these days. Hallelujah. As he said, Abraham heard his days. Hallelujah. And rejoiced. They heard about these days and they rejoiced, but they didn't see it. We're going to see it, but they're going to witness it from heaven. They'll be looking down the cloud of witnesses. I got to see what the Lord's going to do. I got to see what the Lord, how they're going to come out. It's going to be beautiful. So the prophet Amos says that the day of the Lord brings darkness and no light. Pitch black with no light. That's the way it is. Because here, the truth will be revealed. There is nothing hidden that applies to us too that will not come out to light. The world's sin comes out to light. The evil, I'm going to read you verses later on, proving to you what I'm saying about what's going to happen to them. And also verses about us, proving to you what's going to happen to us. Glorious days is coming for the bride. But for the world, terror is the word of the prophets. Terror, T-E-R-R-O-R. Terror is coming for them in the 3 days of darkness. My brothers and sisters, remaining in sin is the worst decision the world has made. Rejecting Christ is rejecting life. My brother and sister, rejecting any hope for the soul. My Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. So God said we were planted like a tree planted by the river, which water bring forth the fruit. The river is the Holy Spirit. We are planted by the river of the Holy Spirit. What happened when you and I are planted by the river of the Holy Spirit? We bring forth fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. You understand that everything we are to be doing here for God is to prosper. Everything will prosper. Hallelujah. You're getting an angelic body like soon. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Rejoice over Israel. Matthew 4:16. People who live in darkness have seen the bright light. A light has risen for those who live in the land of overshadowed by death. That's what darkness represents, death, my brother and sister. Before Jesus came, what did the prophet say about him, my brother and sister? What was the condition of the people, according to one of an awesome brother in Christ, Isaiah? Hallelujah. Isaiah prophesied and said, and Isaiah 9, to the people that walk in darkness, a shadow of it, have seen great light. They have dwelt in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them have the light shine. How beautiful. Hallelujah. Jesus is about to make his light shine in our life. We'll have his glorious body in us, in each and one of us. Hallelujah. And we'll look beautiful and awesome soon in a glorified body, my brother and sister. As I walk through those beasts, to my left and to my right, none of them will touch me. Some of them will even look at me as if they're devouring other people. But they will not even bother, because they can see the protection we have, the shield we have. Hallelujah. That the Almighty is with us. And they're not going to mess with the Almighty. They send them down again to their pet and be tormented there and there again. So they don't want that. So they were loose. But let me tell you, that first day of the 3 days of darkness felt like 3 years. My brother and sister, it felt long. I felt that the hours were going slowly. It's like a cleansing is happening in the land while the 3 days of darkness is happening. What the Lord's been saying to his prophet, for us to lock the door in our house, stay inside. When these three days of darkness comes, close our windows. Don't look outside, and get on our knees and pray. Begin to pray inside your house with your family. I'm asking the Lord that before these days comes, to give me a sign before they do comes, the day before, so I will not send my children to school, okay? Because I believe when the Lord warns me this way, it's because he wants me to go to him and ask him for direction. Because I don't want to go out in those 3 days of darkness. And I know we're not supposed to go out. God's been telling this to you for years, for us not to go out during the 3 days of darkness. Days where we fell long, yes. You will have nothing in your house. You can turn on your light and the store will be dim, really dim. You still turn it on. Hallelujah. Buy candles. Fire is always good in darkness. Better than electricity. Fire is always better than electricity in pitch black darkness. Buy yourself emergency candles. Really powerful flashlight. May help you a little. Not much, but a little. Because this darkness is evil that is coming on the earth. Try to get yourself, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Plenty of battery. Thank you for that, brother. Plenty of battery. Sister Carla, Sister Denise, Sister Olivia, back on Wednesday, that's why I was repeating that program, gave a lot of good tips, a lot of good information on how to prepare for the days to come. They are preparing. They're getting ready. They have ordered a lot of things they need. My brother and sister, I have ordered a lot of things also. May not be enough, as I noticed. So we're ordering stuff we need. We're getting them as we can. Because once the economy falls, what can you order? Nothing. Things will go through the roof right away. You can see gas prices going up already. We warn about this coming. Okay? It's going to keep going up. Things, food is going through the roof already. We talked about this in the beginning of this year. I told the people in the beginning of this year, last year, to start storage and food, emergency food supply, because by this year, food will go through the roof. Food already in some of these states have risen through 3 to 6 times more. 3 to 6 times more in price. Okay? Since last time we talked about this, which a lot of people were like, I don't know, Brother Oye, I don't want to buy food that it will go bad and all that. And we talked about this. But I told them that this year things will change. Things will change. We're practically in the beginning of this year still. Way until we get to July. Then you'll say, wow, it's a lot higher than what it was back then, Brother Elvie, when you were talking about it. Exactly. That's the way it is. They're going to double, quadruple. They're going to keep going up. If you can get some stuff now, get it. Before you say later on, 6 months from now, I can't afford it. Cannot even afford battery. I cannot afford a flashlight. Cannot afford more food. I cannot. Money's not enough. I don't make enough. In 6 months, people will be saying that. So what are you waiting for now? Try to get prepared for what is coming. My brother and sister, that's what we're saying. Especially us that have little children in our house. When they're hungry, they ask for food. They don't tell you, go to work, Dad, and go get some money and then go buy some food for us. They don't know the process of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother. You can buy buckets of food for 10 years. Please, some of you, give the information on the chat room. Put the link where people can get this food. So the people can, there are people that take down the information that can use it. A lot of people don't know this stuff where it is. If you know where it is, if you know of any good company that people can order from, put it on the chat room. Put out the information. Let people take down the information and begin to get ready, because I'm telling you right now, in 6 months from now, people are going to say, Brother Elvie, we should have listened to you 6 months ago. Okay? That's what they're going to say to me. Because a lot of people, that's what they told me this year. You were talking about this 2 years ago, and we're already seeing all this stuff, Brother Elvie. Whoa. Okay? My brother and sister, it's only going to get worse for the days to come. We know, because God is showing it to us. The economy soon is going to fall. Biden won't be able to stop the falling of the economy. He knows it is. There's only a small window for before the economy, before they see the stock market in New York City and all going down to zero. Okay? I'm warning you before it happens. I am warning you. If it goes down to zero in a month or two, or before the year end, and then you tell me that you were not able to stay full, buy full emergency food supply, then you didn't listen. You didn't take it serious, my brother and sister. Simple what it is. I've been saying this for 2 years now. I have said it longer, but I'm saying it now, that since the Lord showed me 2 years ago how close we are for the economy to fall, and he says to me, the economy will fall, and show me. My brother and sister, I told you what I suffered this year. I also told you what I suffered next year in the United States. I saw people riding this year. But for next year, I saw people running. I don't know where they were running from. I saw desolation in the land next year. What that means, I don't know. Okay? 24 was worse. 25 was worse. 26 was worse. 27 was worse. 28 was worse. Until 29, he showed me. 7 years, he showed me. From 22 to 29. And it was total chaos by 29, the United States. I don't know what brought that chaos, but I think I have an idea. Total chaos in this country. The land was desolated. What desolated the land? I didn't, because it was being shown to me as a movie. From 22 to 29, I saw desolation. Between those years, different events was happening. And the country, by the end of those 29, was desolated. I saw people running looking for food. And between the sea, I saw people looting. I saw people robbing other people. I saw people being shot for what they had. People trying to break in their house. And when the owner of the house says, I have a gun too, the people are saying, we don't care. We have guns too. If you don't give us your food, we'll kill you. We got more guns than what you have in there. You have a gun, they laugh. We got plenty of them. And the person said, anyone come through that door, I will shoot them. And the guy and the people outside said, well, that's not going to stop us. You think that's going to stop us? You'll probably kill a couple of us, then you'll be dead. And that's exactly what happened. As people pushed to the door, the owner of the house shot them on the head and shot the second person. By the third person, he was shot. He was down on the ground. The rest of the people took the food and said, we finally have food. Babylon says, I saw this mess, and I was broken with what I was seeing. Broken for people. Broken for those that were being shot. But those that were shooting those other people said, we got to get that food or we'd all die. So whatever you have, we need. We have to have it. But we died. We've been looking for food anywhere, and there's no food. And you say you have some? We're willing to kill you for it, even if you kill some of us. You see the attitude of the people in the years to come, not far from now? We're living in the last of the last. If it was not shown to me, hallelujah, my brother and sister, I would spend more time reading you the word. But everything is in the word also. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Though a multitude, Isaiah 9:3 says, multitude of the nation not increase in joy, they joy before thee according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, it's simply that judgment is coming with no delay. And that whether people are ready or not, hallelujah, it's going to come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says in Isaiah 10:2, to turn aside the needy from judgment, to take away the right from the poor of my people, that the widow may be their prey, but they may not rob the fatherless. God knows the heart and the attitude of these people further ahead from now, a few months from now, that they don't care who they kill for their food. They will kill the poor. They will kill the fatherless of my people, God says. The widow be their prey, that they may rob the fatherless. You see the attitude? It's an attitude where they say they need to eat. They don't care who's in front of it. Poor, the needy, the fatherless, the widow. They'll kill them for what they have. That's the attitude of these people today, of the vaccinated mostly. And God knows them very well. 3 days of darkness bring cleanse on the land. Cleansing. My brother and sister. Simply what it is. Back in Egypt, my brother and sister, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me bring this back into the word, because the book of Exodus, they got their leader for some reason. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. The darkness, hallelujah. Exodus 10, hallelujah. Then the Lord said unto Moses, lift your hand toward the sky, and the darkness so thick that it can be felt will come over Egypt. You hear that? A darkness so thick that it can be felt will come over Egypt. Exodus 10:21. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward the heaven, and it was a thick darkness in the land of Egypt 3 days. Here it is. Here's one of the foundation verses of our teaching about the 3 days of darkness. my brother and sister. For 3 days, the Egyptians were shown to them their condition before God, that they were not close to God. They were not working with God. God was not their God. God was not protecting them, my brother and sister. But yet God was with the children of Israel. God is with them. So they saw not one another, neither rose any one from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. How is it that the children of Israel had light, had candles, in other words? First of all, they had light. They had Jesus in their life. They had salvation, Messiah. This is the foundation of many rabbis in Israel. The children of Israel has Messiah. They have salvation. Messiah is salvation. He is the light of the world. So they have Messiah. The rest of the Egyptians had no Messiah, had no salvation, had no light. So at that very moment, it was revealed to them that they were so far from God, my brother and sister. And that will give them a clear understanding that they had no relationship with God. They were in sin. They were part of wickedness. They were part of darkness. They were part of evil. And that there was no wisdom for them of what will come, because the children of Israel had light. In other words, they had candle. They had prepared. They had made things ready for the darkness, because God told them that this will come, that this will be. Hallelujah. Because God says to Moses this. Hallelujah. Before it came. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The first thing God says to Moses is about the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh's heart, so that he will not let the children of Israel go. My brother and sister, because salvation has to be through Messiah. Cannot be through men. Cannot be through any nation, any leader. It has to be through Jesus. This is why personal relationship with Jesus is a must. Although a lot of people is putting it off. It's a must to have a personal relationship with Jesus in the last days. My brother and sister. So the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand toward the heaven, that there may be darkness in the land of Egypt, even darkness which shall be felt. So God was preparing Moses, and then Moses prepared the children of Israel. So they had light. They were prepared. They were ready. The Bible says that the wise virgin prepare with the extra oil for the midnight of the coming of the Lord. This is where we are today, in the midnight hour. Are you prepared with the extra oil? Are you fasting? Are you praying? Are you constantly repenting your sins and trespasses before the Lord? Because if you're doing so, you're getting that extra oil. You're filling your lamp and you're getting that extra oil. You're getting ready. I thank you, Jesus. Moses stretched forth his hand to heaven, and there was a thick darkness in the land of Egypt for 3 days. This is a darkness that affects the Egyptians, but it did not affect the children of Israel. You see the difference? Verse 23, they saw that no one another, not one another, neither rose anyone from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And like the five wise virgins, the children of Israel were not willing to share the oil. Because they will share the oil, then the Egyptians can fill their lamps and will have light. They were not going to share the oil. It will come the moment, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to say, I'm sorry. You're going to have to give them an anointed no. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're going to have to give them an anointed no. And the five wise virgins gave the other, go buy to them that sell. Go get your own oil. Bible and sister. Go get it. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye and serve the Lord. Only let your flock and your herds be stay. Let your little one also go with you. Huh? Convenient. The children of Israel depended on the sheep, the cattle, all the animals, for meat, for milk, for cheese. My brother and sister, for the family. There was no way in their mind that they were going to leave the flocks. And Pharaoh knew the needs. If they would have taken Pharaoh's wording and gone into the wilderness and listened to Pharaoh, they would have died before they got to the mountain of God. They were dehydrated, my brother and sister, in the way. You go into the wilderness with no fluid in your body, no fluid to drink on your way, you died. It's simply, it's a simple fact. And Pharaoh thinking that he was smart. Yeah, yeah, leave all the animal, leave all the milk, all the stuff you need, and go ahead, yeah, go worship the Lord. In other words, by the time you get to the mountain, all of you will be dead. But Moses knew better, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. When you come close to God, he imparts wisdom into your life, and you will know better. A lot of people are not knowing better in the last days because they're not coming close to the Lord. They're not staying close to the Lord. They're going around to see what other people are saying. Instead of you wasting time looking for a word from anybody else out there, get into the Bible, get into repenting and cry out to God. See what happens. You'll see the light. The light will come to you. I thank you, Jesus. And Moses says, thou must give us also sacrifice and burnt offering, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord God. Our cattle also to go with us. Oh, Pharaoh. Oh, Pharaoh, you think you're going to send us in the wilderness to die? No. Our cattle also to go with us. There shall not a whole be left behind, for there must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know that with what we must serve the Lord till we come hither, that what they have was to serve the Lord until they will come forth. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart that he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, go thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more. For in the day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. There goes Pharaoh confessing his own death. And the moment someone curses us to die, they die. My brother, we cannot be cursed. That's why God did not let, when the king wanted the prophet to go curse the children of Israel, God told him, no. No, you can only bless them. They cannot be cursed. If anyone curses one of us, they are cursed. Are you listening? We're under the blood of Jesus. We're under the shadow of the Almighty. The protection we have when they speak a word, it goes back to them much stronger. Any curse they speak against us, it goes back to them much stronger. They die. If they say we die, they end up dying. Simple. Simple. We cannot be cursed under the blood of Jesus. It is impossible for us to be cursed. And that is what the world don't know. This is what people don't know. My brother and sister, we cannot be cursed. Remember that. Verse 9, and Moses says, thou hast spoken well, and I will see thy face again no more. There you go. He spoke it that Moses will die, and Moses confirmed the word. Because Moses know that what Pharaoh just confessed, pronounced, declared, was also declared in heaven. God will not be mocked. Everything man sow, so he will reap. Whatever he saw for the flesh, out of the flesh he will reap death. Whatever he saw for the spirit, he will reap out of the spirit life. Simple, period. He confessed death unto Moses. Now death was coming for Pharaoh's life that he could not escape. My brother and sister, we cannot be cursed. We cannot, because greater is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. My brother and sister. Deuteronomy 5:22, and there, the commandment of the Lord spoke to the whole assembly in the mountain. He spoke with a loud voice from fire, the cloud, and the gloomy darkness. Then he stopped speaking, and he brought the commandment with stone tablet and gave it to them. Hallelujah. There God showed them he's in control. of light and he's in control of darkness. He runs the whole universe. He wants all life. He has control in heaven, earth, and below. I knew this, the God runs hell. Every punishment that is determined for every soul for the wickedness and evil is determined by God. And when he's determined, that's the punishment a person gets. Whatever level of hell they need to end up for the wickedness and the evil, that's what they will end. God determines everything. My brother and sister, I thank you, Jesus, for his mercy and grace that endure forever. Joshua 24:7, and when the ancestor cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He made the sea flat back and cover them. He saw for yourself what I did to the Egyptians, that you live in the desert for a long time. Look what God says. He used darkness against the Egyptians. He used darkness against them. He's about to use 3 days of darkness against the people on this earth as judgment over their lives. He first sends his prophets and messengers for years. Go tell the people to repent. Go speak to them to give their life, to receive my son, to repent, to receive what he did for them on the cross. And people for years been rejecting the gospel, been rejecting Jesus, been judging the prophet and condemning the prophet and throwing them in jail and calling them false and accusing them and bringing false testimony against them and calling and blaspheming against them and God. Until God said, enough. I'm going to deal with them now with 3 days of judgment. I'm going to show them what's in their heart now. I'm going to release those demons. And everyone who is not with God, who is with darkness, this demon will kill, will eat, will bring to hell. My brother and sister, he's dead with the Egyptian. When your ancestor cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He made the sea flow back and cover them. Are you listening? Darkness between them. And then he used the sea and finished them off. My brother and sister, he finished them up. No more chances, no more opportunity. They had it. It was available for them for years. A lot of them aged without repenting. Like you have a lot of people today aging without repenting, without seeking God, without turning to the Lord. Even though they heard the message of repenting for years through different prophets, not just Elvis Zapata. My brother and sister, I'm not preaching nothing new in the last age before the departure of the bride of Christ. I'm not preaching nothing new. This gospel has been preached for over 2,000 years. What excuse does humanity have? None. Jesus even said in Matthew 24 that when this gospel will preach unto all the world for a witness unto the nation, then the end will come. Well, the gospel has been preached unto all the nation for a witness. This is the end. There's no going forward. There's no nothing further. When Jesus said it to me a week and a half ago, that nothing further for you to go, I was wondering what Jesus was saying to me. But I understood that this was the end. Then he took me to that mountain where we all were there, was going home in the rapture. And right before that, we could not take one more step. Not one more step. The next step we take is to be changed and to be transformed. My brothers, that's the next step of the bride. Change and transformation. Whoever's not ready, we hope that they commit their life to the Lord in those 7 year great tribulation. They find a good place to hide. You don't need a bunker to hide. There's a lot of cave, a lot of places of refuge in America and around the world that God has set for protection for his people. If you don't know where to go, you need to pray and fast and ask the Lord to give you a dream or a vision. Where that he wants you to go? Where? I know that the community we're living here in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, it will be a place of refuge for those that will stay behind. We are to help them as much as we can in the work of this community for 5,000 people plus. My brother and sister, those that will stay behind the community must continue to cry out to God. He showed me here in North Carolina a place protected by angels where people will go in there and they will not be seen by the government or anybody else. But he let me know that he will lead people there. If you fast and pray and ask the Lord, if you know you're not going home in the rapture, ask him to lead you there. Even when you see the persecution that is coming because of the next virus that will be much worse than COVID-19. It's a type of COVID-19, but it's deadly. And not quickly. Biden, everyone makes Biden make executive law. And he'll go on television and say, everyone must be vaccinated. And I will put this in the hand of the army and the federal police to make sure every single American, he said, be vaccinated. And I saw how they will send out their army. They will send out the state police. I saw the state police chasing people on the highway who refused to be vaccinated. But then the Lord showed me that those that are his, that are seeking and repenting, have received the Lord Jesus as a personal Savior, was being led to this place of protection. They left their car behind, and they walk into this place. I saw angels welcoming them and opening the curtain for them to go in. It was like an invisible curtain that in the natural you could not see. But these people being led by the Lord knew. And the Lord led them there, and they entered. The angel opened the curtain. They went in. No satellite, no technology, no radar can detect where they were. Totally protected by angel. God is doing a new thing on the earth. My brother and sister, things that you heard of are coming to pass very soon. The changing of the bride of Christ into the glorified body, a promise that the Lord had made, that even the Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthians about, that we will be changed at the last trumpet. In the blink of an eye, the twinkling of an eye, we will be changed. Paul says, hallelujah. And then he talks about bodies. Hallelujah. Physical body, heavenly bodies. Praise the Lord. To give people a good understanding that when you are changing to a heavenly body, it looks like human, but it's an overpowering body where no weapon formed, no bullets from China, Russia, and any country can harm you. I saw some of the brothers and sisters, as some of the time were invading this land, we were going out to do revival, evangelize people. Some of them, as they saw the tank coming their way, they went and flipped the tank into the air and throw them away. And point to those coming in the tank and say, don't bring your tank against us because your weapon can do nothing to us. And we kept going. I advise people not to get into the vengeance of the Lord when you see the tank coming, when you get changed and transformed. Leave that up to God. Whatever's coming for the wicked is coming. We have to do what God is sending us out to do. Don't fight a battle that God's not sending you to fight. My brother and sister, leave it for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel 2:9, he safeguards the step of his faithful ones. But wicked people are silence and darkness because human cannot succeed by their own strength. Are you listening? Are you listening to what Samuel, before he got taken by the Lord, said? He safeguards the step of his faithful ones. But wicked people are silence and darkness. In other words, they're like, wow, what is that? Because human cannot succeed by their own strength. That is exactly what it is. The next change and the next transformation that is coming, we walk under the power of the Holy One of Israel. If someone don't walk under the power, the demon that will be released will overcome them quickly. But if you walk under the power, they have no power over you. You can overpower them easy. This is why it's so important that you be committed now with the Lord. You walk with him. You walk by faith, not by sight, the Bible says. Commit your life to him. Joel 5:14, In the daytime, they meet darkness and group in the sunlight as they were night. See that? They're going to meet darkness. They're going to meet whatever comes out of darkness face to face. The devil and his demon will be allowed to come out in darkness and meet their people, their followers, their believers. Job 12:22. He covered mystery hidden in darkness and bring gloom into the light. You hear that? The light is the daylight, what we call the sun, that brightens our planet, the light is our planet every day. Well, hallelujah, darkness brings gloom into the light. It becomes pure darkness for 3 days. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. It's coming. Hallelujah. Job 15:24. The day of darkness trouble him. Distress and anguish terrify him like a king ready for the battle. Hear that? Job 15:30. He won't escape the darkness. If flame will shrivel his branches, he will be blown away by his own breath. Job 20:20 says, total darkness way in hiding in his treasure. A fire that no one found will burn him. Whatever is left in his tent will be devoured. What will be left? People. Humanity. Says it will be devoured. We're going to begin to devour. That's what I saw. That's what Jesus was showing me. When these demons are released and they begin to change, my brother and sister, the only protection is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a shield and a buckler for them that trust him, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Job 22:11. This is why darkness surrounds you and you cannot see, and a flood of water cover you. Job 23:17. But I am not silenced by dark or by thick darkness that cover my face. See, we, the bride, will not be silenced. Don't have to be silenced when the darkness comes. We can be in our house praying. We can be talking with one another. But the world is in tremendous fear, my brothers and sisters. Job 20:15-25, the adulterer watch for the twilight. They say now is watching us. They cover their faces in the dark. They break into house. They break into house. By the day, they lock themselves, and they do not even know the light, because morning and deep darkness are the same to them, because they are familiar with terror and deep darkness. Such people are like scum on the face of the water. Their property and curses are in the land. So, my brother and sister, terror and the deep darkness, the Bible says, terror. That's what these demons will cause to the unrepenting humanity, the Christless humanity, my brothers and sisters. Terror. Terrible. Hallelujah. I don't say that people will be battling against the well, because even when they have you against the wall, the army has you against the wall, they say, are you going to take the Bicene or what? And Brother Ben mentioned something. When they take people, when the army takes people into the FEMA camps, they're going to torture them. They use torture. They have done it in the past with terrorists. And you know that Christianity are being seen as terrorists, my brother and sister. So the question is, if Christianity is being seen by terrorists, okay, how can then live through this that is coming, this mess? By the protection of the Lord only. God will protect us. The Almighty has a plan for us. My brother and sister, no weapon formed against us will prosper. But against the bastard, it will prosper. It will. Many will be destroyed. The land will be cleansed. The land will be cleansed. And you got to be happy for the cleansing that is coming, because that will give the land, that will give us a better view and understanding when the revival goes out, the pouring of God's Spirit, my brother and sister, on whatever is left, if there are any bastinated or whatever people that are left that are not bastinated, and we present the gospel to them, they begin to repent. The Bible says that many that are in prison will be losing out. And I was thinking that some of those could be the bastinated. If God gives them a second chance and those animals don't kill them, for those that we've been praying for, then that means that God has a plan to save them through our going out to the ministry and restore the DNA. That could happen. My brothers and sisters, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we are in a glorified body. God sends us to minister to someone who've been bastinated that the devil could not kill because God is protecting that bastinated person. And he lead us to minister to them. Now, this the Lord had not told me so, but I read this in the Word of God, that the prisoner will be led out of the cell. And I was thinking about the bastinated, my brother and sister. So think about it. I know that there's still millions, about 300 million or more, that have not been bastinated. If God is only sending us in the revival to them, all glory be unto the Lord. Let his will be done in our own. Because I know the bastinated need to go through the great tribulation. They turn their back on God. They do not trust the God to be the healer. Now they need to see what God meant for them to escape. Psalm 139:12. Even darkness is not too dark for you. Night is a brighter day. Darkness and light are the same to you. See, to God, darkness means nothing. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I don't think that they're going to force people to be vaccinated. But I believe by the pressure, a lot of weak people are going to take the vaccine. My brother and sister. And we, the bride of Christ, have a short season job to do in this revival. Short season. You do not want to waste any time in the revival to go on, to go on and do in the glorified body. You can travel from here to Europe in second. Take advantage of what God is giving you in your glorified body and evangelize whoever the Lord tells you. I saw Jesus, I remember, giving people like a list of the people that he wants you to go out and minister to. When you see Jesus in your glorified body, because you're going to see him face to face, okay? You're going to meet me maybe for the first time there as we are grouped together by the Lord. And the Lord will give you, you ask the Lord, okay, he's going to send you to people to minister to them. Because it's a revival. He's going to put his spirit on them, and you're going to go out and minister to them. He will hand over you a list of the people that you are responsible to go minister to. Okay? Take the list he's giving you and go out and waste no time to go minister to them. My brother and sister, forget about the words that are coming, the destruction and judgment that are coming. Don't focus on those things no more. You're going to move in the speed of light from here to there. Waste no time to go minister to these people. Lead them to Christ. Pray for them. Hug them. Be there for them. Lead them to Jesus. Let them know he's the only hope for their lives. My brother and sister. Okay? Hallelujah. God knows the number of the people that are going to go to heaven and be saved. So those people he's sending us. Those that have refused the Lord, he knew who will refuse him. Who will come the pressure of the world, the light of darkness into their life, and will refuse him. Don't worry about them. Don't waste a second about them anymore. You already have for too long. Focus on those Jesus wants you to go minister to. Okay? My brother and sister. And go lead unto the Lord. Lead unto Jesus. Lead them to get their life ready with the Lord. Whoever he's sending you to, you don't need to know their past. All you need to know that Jesus wants to save them. and go do their job. I try to get away from not being part of the revival. Jesus came to me not long ago and said, no, you've been chosen to be part of the revival. Hallelujah. The group of the revival. Okay, Lord. I can never escape anything. He got me involved in everything. In heaven, I wanted to go fishing with my children and have fun. And he says that I will be in that white throne judgment also. Oh, Lord. He wants me involved in everything now. He got me involved coming down back to the millennium and ministering to people and giving people hope and guidance. My brother and sister, he has a lot of work for me to do. Amen. Let his will be done. He'll reward me for everything. There's nothing I can escape. He got me involved in all this that is coming. Oh, glory to the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. My brother and sister. So if you don't go home in the rapture, I'm going to come and visit you in the great tribulation. I want to see good things from you, especially you listening to the Lord's hour. Don't give me an excuse that the church left and you stay brokenhearted and now you don't have time to see God. Don't give me that excuse because I don't want to hear that excuse. Okay? The Lord is sending me to visit you and encourage you. And you're going to tell me that you've been running and hiding. I advise you that when you run, pray. While you're running and you're looking back, pray. Pray. He's a refuge to them that trust him. The Bible says, there's no excuse. People keep giving excuses. If you stay behind, hallelujah, you knew that you should have gone home, but you stay behind, cry out to the Lord not every day before the demons are released. And when they're released also, when you're running and hiding, pray. You don't need to pray aloud. You don't need to pray aloud. You don't need to pray for all the demons on the earth can hear you. No, pray in your mind. Pray in your heart. Cry out to the Lord. You know, put your hand in your mouth and bite your hand and pray there if you're too loud praying. Praise you, Jesus. Because the demon can they'll try to hear sound to try to locate you where you are. Remember that. Remember the flashlight. When you put the flashlight on the demon, they run away from the light. Okay? Keep plenty of flashlight. Those that are thinking to recharge the flashlight with the sunlight, that's not going to happen. The sun turns into darkness, the moon into blood, and the sun into darkness. Remember that. Okay? My brother and sister, the only thing that keep people behind is sin. Sin always kept people behind. It kept people bound in demonic attack and bound. Sin always keep people behind. So when someone say, why was people stay behind? Sin. It's always sin. It's always sin, disobedience, separation from God. My brother and sister, always keep people behind. Proverbs 4:19, the way of wicked people is like the deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. There you go. You see? Wicked equal darkness. They're part of darkness already. And that's what the 3 days of darkness is going to show them. They're going to see themselves being part of darkness. When the demon comes, they come to claim what is theirs. My brother and sister, they come to their own people who never trusted God, walked away from God, and have committed a life to them through the Vicene, made a pact with death. They're coming for them, my brother and sister. But remember that the Lord is merciful. And the Bible says, have mercy and do it forever. He is Lord and Lord and King of King even during the great tribulation. Remember, you can cry after him at any time, any moment. Don't stop crying to him, praying to him, seeking him. A Bible may be too heavy for you to run. Have a few pages of the Bible. Maybe have a few pages out of the New Testament. If the Old Testament or New Testament is too high for you to have it while you're running very far from those demons, have a few pages. Proverbs 20:20, the lamp of the person who curses his father and mother will be snuffed out. Total darkness. You see? Generation. There's a generation, the Bible says, that curses father and mother. This is that generation. What does the Bible say about this generation that curses the, hallelujah, the father and mother, the lamb were, hallelujah, the will be snuffed out in total darkness. That's what the 3 days of darkness is for. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Very few people honor their father and their mother. The Bible says to honor your father and mother, for your life will be, your days will be prolonged. That's why many are falling in the 3 days of darkness. They're not going to be prolonged. They curse their mother and father. My brother and sister. Ecclesiastes 2:13. But I saw wisdom. I saw that wisdom had an advantage over foolishness, as light has an advantage over darkness. Light, when you walk in light with Jesus, okay, you have an advantage over darkness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, what I can advise, if you have vaccinated people in your family, as a Christian who has not been vaccinated, cry out to the Lord for them to be protected during the days of darkness. God can send angels over your house. You just advise them. Advise clearly when the days of darkness begin. Brother Ben mentioned something about an old prophecy that was said that before the 3 days of darkness, there will be a red cloud. I don't remember hearing that word. But there will be a sign of a red heaven, red clouds. The skies will be red, in other words. Totally red before the 3 days of darkness begin. My brother and sister, that, if we can find that word, will be great. I play, I have a couple of audios about the 3 days of darkness also. My brother and sister. But I think I found two, because I always look for the witness of two or three. Okay? The witness of two or three. It's 3 days of darkness. Okay? So I will play that at the end. Hallelujah. It's sister, yeah, I believe Sister Celestia mentioned something like that. I don't remember if I heard it, but that will be great. If we get a sign before the 3 days of darkness, that will be great. That will be awesome. Because in the moment I see that red cloud, my children are not going to school. I'm not going to go through. I believe God, when God shows you something coming, especially like the 3 days of darkness that are really something to be seen, we need to be wise. We need to be wise. This is when we pray. I'm praying for the Lord for a sign. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I tell you, if you advise your loved one in the 3 days of darkness that are coming not to go out of the house, and they don't listen to you and they go out and the beast kill them, their blood will be on them. Simple. Pilate, go wash your hands. Okay? Simple. They won't attack you. They have the boundary. The boundary. They know that you are of the Lord. But if you tell a loved one in your house not to go on the 3 days of darkness, and they make fun of you, and they say, oh, please, you're crazy, I'm not listening to you. And they go out, make sure you close the door, though. Or make sure you tell them to close the door. Close the door, please. You don't want to listen to me, you think I'm crazy, but please close the door. Okay, good luck. Good luck. Okay? Because you may never see them again. The beast will devour them, simply. Period. End. This is the end. My brother, we don't have a time for another 1,000 years of explanation of this darkness. No. Or a few years more to sit down with people. Let's go through the Bible. Let me explain it to you. The people that are still saying no. 2,000 years the gospel has been preached, and you still got people calling other people crazy. The blood will be on them. Remember that. Remember that. My brother and sister. Ecclesiastes 5:17, they spend their entire life in darkness, in constant frustration, sickness, and resentment. Isaiah, listen to the brother Isaiah here. Isaiah 5:20. How horrible it will be for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness, who turn that is bitter into something sweet and sweet into something bitter. Oh, my Lord. Those that are telling you not to worry, not to be afraid to leave that, hallelujah. Don't worry. Those that are the Lord will be protected. Ask the Lord for billions and trillions of warriors being your archangel. When this is happening, you should be asking it for every day anyway. I had a hedge of protection around your house, your front door, your rear door, your back door, your porch, everything. Ask the Lord for hedge of protection around your house. Okay? Now, no demon can enter, especially in the 3 days of darkness. Begin to pray now, tonight. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. The Lord said that's a wise advice. Wise advice. He says, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Very important. He just spoke to me and confirmed that. That is a wise advice. My brother and sister, wise. Okay? That's what we need. Hallelujah. Wise virgins make wise decisions. Okay? Wise virgins make wise decisions. Pray protection over your family, over your home. Especially over your home where you're going to be. Close the door, the windows. Anyone step out and get killed, it's on them. The blood is on them. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Remember that obedience is a must with God. Lord says, Father demands obedience. Obedience is my gift. This is not about what we want to do or what we think we should do. The word of God has been written for thousands of years. No one have any excuse. And the moment you speak to someone about the law and they refuse to listen, repent and seek God, it's on their own. Their blood is on their own. You pray for them, yes. Intercede for them. Before the Lord, God is merciful and God can still save anyone. Yes, he can. Where God, all things are possible. But the days are coming when many dead will be on the land. God's going to cleanse the land. He's going to cleanse the land from evil. The revival will begin in a really different stage than what it is now. Notice how God allowed the virus, allowed the vaccine, and all decisions have been made quickly. People have only about a year to decide what they want to do. 2019, the virus began. End of 2020, the vaccine began. End of 2019, the virus began, November, December. End of 2020, the vaccine began, a year after, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. End of 2021, we're in 2022. Hallelujah. The war where Russia and Ukraine begins, which leads to the World War III. Everything close to a year has been happening exactly. That's when Daniel spoke in Daniel 4 to King Nebuchadnezzar. A year after, after God sent his messenger to King Nebuchadnezzar in a dream and told him because of his pride he will be turned into a beast. When Daniel heard about this, he was quiet for 1 hour, silence, and said, O King, I will desire this for your enemy, but not for you, O King. Daniel loved this king because besides his being so wicked and evil, God had used him in his life and gave Daniel high position. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. A year after Daniel gave the revelation to King Nebuchadnezzar, he got turned into a beast. There comes a time where things God, whatever he says, they come to pass quickly. You don't have to wait long to see them. And that's exactly what we've been experiencing on the earth. Virus, deadly virus, a year after deadly vaccine, even worse than the virus. My brother and sister, and it's been a year after events happening, one after another, three events, right after another. The next events, I believe, are 3 days of darkness that are so close now than ever. God will not be mocked. God's been telling humanity through his prophet that these things were coming. Whether they took God seriousness on them, whether they repent or not, it's on them. Simple. No time to be wasted because there's no time left. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Isaiah 50:30. On that day, they will roar over their prey as the sea roar. I heard the roar of these lepers. When they were turning into leper, they roar as leper roar. And they jump on the victim to devour them. My brother and sister, they look at the land. They will see only darkness and distress. Even the light will be darkened by the thick clouds, says the prophet Isaiah. Our brother Isaiah, who's in heaven. My brother and sister, with the Lord. Thick cloud. Hard to see. Hard to go anywhere. People tried driving the car. They could not. They either hit a post or they hit someone else. Or hit another car. Simple. For 3 days. People will not understand why this darkness upon the land for 3 days. My brother and sister, if they're not repenting, they're not seeking God, they're not going to go. They're not going to believe. You know, my wife on the phone was telling the teacher that to release our children, that I was going to go and pick them up. And she said, it's so dark outside, I'm afraid to release your children. And I don't want this darkness, the teacher was saying. My wife said, these are the 3 days of darkness. It's in the Word of God. My husband went preaching about it on the phone. And the teacher was saying, what are you talking about? I'm a Christian. I don't know about these 3 days of darkness. Where do you get this information from? It talks about it here. I hear many Christians in the past year saying they didn't know about the 3 days of darkness. It's in the Bible. I'm reading in the verse. I said, and that day was... Hallelujah. They will roar at the prey as the sea roar. And they look at the land, they will see only darkness and distress. And the light will be darkened by the thick cloud. Thick cloud. Darkness, pure darkness. They cannot see anything. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. And for us to go pick up my kid from school, Brother Ben and I were saying, Brother Elvie, I want to help you. We might have to do this slowly and meet each other and then just walk together and try to get them one by one. And it was difficult. It was just something I don't even want to do. I don't want to send them to school. Don't want to send them to school when this happened. Hallelujah. Yes, keep your windows shut. Hallelujah. Keep your windows shut. Keep your doors shut. Your curtains shut. Pray. Don't try to look outside to look at these beasts. Because they're terror. They will be terror, terrifying for the people. But if God's going to show them what's in their heart. When they look at these beasts, they're going to see what's in their heart. Simply what it is. Isaiah 8:22. They will look at the earth and see only distress and gloom. They will go in anguish and be forced into darkness. God is forcing this darkness upon them, upon humanity for 3 days. It's by force. You know how they implemented it by sin by force? Now it's God's timing. Now is his vengeance. You want to implement it by sin by force? Let me impose over you a darkness by force. Let's see how this is going to feel. Okay? Hallelujah. Bring your concern to him. Praise you, Jesus. I'm sorry. It will look like the earth and see only distress and gloom. They will go in anguish and be forced into darkness. Force, by force. He forces all, great and small, rich and poor, to take mark in the forehead. Hallelujah. In the right hand and forehead. My brother and sister, there's no getting away with God. God calls people into repentance. They refuse. They'll be sorry. No getting away. They're not going to get away with anything. By the time when Jesus was born, Isaiah 9:2 says, a child will be born as the Prince of Peace. The people who walk in darkness, look how they were walking. You see, there's nothing new under the earth. Under the heaven, under the sun. My brother and sister, when Jesus came, humanity was so deep in sin. There was so much disobedience and evil on the earth that when Jesus came, what was their state? The Bible tells you what was their state. People who walk in darkness will see a bright light. The light will shine on those who live in the land of death and shadow. Death will walk in the earth. The devil was walking in the earth who had the power of death, the Bible says. And all the people were seeing, my brother and sister, in the line of death and shadows. Demon taking different manifestation. My brother and sister, that's what people were seeing when Jesus came. They could tie people to the cemetery. They would break the chain. It was death all over the earth. And finally, the Lord sends Messiah. That's why the Lord come, as the prophet Amos said, with darkness. When he came, because he's a light in the darkness, he allowed the darkness for 3 days. At the same moment, the bride comes out glorious in a glorified body, like the sea coming out of the earth, the plants coming out of the sea into the light. So will the bride, my brother and sister, be glorified into the glorious body when the Lord calls us by our names. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't need to come out of your house if you hear someone outside calling you by name, a demon. Don't let them be you now deceived. If a demon is outside your house calling you by name, to come out. Come out here. I want to talk to you. I want to meet you. I want to give you a hug. Remember not to open the door and not to come out. Because what the demon will be doing is trying to get you out of your protection that is in your house. They see all those angels protecting you that you may not see them. And the demon says outside pretending to be someone you know. But sweetie, but honey, remember me. Come out of the house. I just want to give you a hug. The demon thinking, this is how I'm going to get him or get her. Don't come out of your house. Don't come out of your house. The Lord wants us to stay in prayer. Whoever is calling you to come out, be careful. Be very careful. I believe that the Lord showed me this, that my children will be in school, is for me to prepare. Because I don't want Brother Ben to come out of his house. I don't want to come out of my house neither. We need to stay inside under the protection of the Lord, praying. If we can meet and be together before the darkness will be great. Hallelujah. You have to stay inside. Remember, if you disobey and you go and you say, well, you know, I'm going to just go and do this and that, and the beast come and begin to devour you, the blood will be on you. Remember that. Isaiah 29:18. And when the day comes, the deaf will hear the word written in the book, and the blind will see out of their gloom and darkness. It's a promise of God. Isaiah 42:7, you will give sight to the blind and bring prisoner out of prison and bring those who live in darkness out of dungeon. You hear this? This is the verse that I was reading earlier that I started thinking the Lord doing this after the darkness. Hallelujah. Bringing prisoner out of the prison, I believe that's all the vaccinated. And bringing those who live in darkness out of the dungeon, that's those are the vaccinated. So I was thinking, is that really what he means? Is he going to send us out to minister to a lot of the vaccinated? That we will pray and their DNA will be restored? I haven't heard from the Lord about this, but I was reading this verse and I was meditating on this. Is this what the Lord is also going to use us for? I don't know. My brother and sister. But this verse, Isaiah 42:7, gives you a lot of insight, good insight on what we will be doing for the Lord. Isaiah 42:60. I will lead the blind an unfamiliar road. I will lead them an unfamiliar path. I will turn darkness into light in front of them. I will make rough places smooth. These are the things that I will do for them. I will never abandon them. So These verses really makes you think about God is planning to do out of the darkness, my brothers and sisters. And that will be great if we see these things come to pass. Isaiah 45:7, I will make light and create, I made light and created darkness. I made blessing and created disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. Don't give no credit to the devil about what God does. This is God that does this. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Remember that these 3 days of darkness are three special days. Three peculiar days that we need to be careful. Because the Lord, all the Lord has said through his prophet for us to stay inside and lock our doors. Close our windows. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Please. Hallelujah. The children of Israel were told to stay inside. To shut the door and stay inside. And in their house, they had light. My brother and sister. The rest of the world, no, they were all in darkness. I believe the light they had was the light of Jesus, Messiah, and the light of their lamps also, because they were ready and prepared. Isaiah 50:10. Who among you fear the Lord and obey his servant? Let those who walk in darkness and have no light trust in the name of the Lord and depend upon their God. Listen, this verse is also very powerful. Because he's calling people to trust the Lord, okay? Trust the Lord, obey the Lord, let those who walk in darkness. In these 3 days of darkness, God is calling us, when we have no light, to trust the Lord, trust in the Lord, trust the Lord name, and the Lord depend upon their God. So depend on the Lord. Trust him and depend on the Lord. This is when we are in prayer in our house. This is when you pray for your family. This is when you intercede. But remember the obedience of the Lord, the commandment of the Lord. Stay inside. Keep your windows and doors shut. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Very important. Please. Very important. Isaiah 62. Darkness now cover the earth. Thick darkness cover the nation. But the Lord's dawn and his glory appear over you. Now, here's the promise. God made this promise long ago through our brother, the prophet Isaiah, who's in heaven with the Lord. That, yes, darkness will cover the earth. Thick darkness will cover the nation. But what is the plan of the Lord when this is happening? The Lord dawn, his glory will appear over you. This is the glorified body being changed and being transformed. It's the glory of the Lord appearing over us. Over us, changing from form, and that glorious like angel's body, my brother and sister. During this, we come out with the glory of the Lord. As darkness cover the earth, thick darkness cover the nation. My brother and sister, the Lord darling his glory appear over you. It will appear. We come out of the darkness in a glorified body. We are changed. In Psalm 4, glory be to our Lord, our God who is faithful. Jeremiah 13:16. Honor the Lord your God before it gets dark, before your feet stumble in the mountain in the twilight. You will look for light, but the Lord will turn into the shadow of day and change it into deep darkness. There you go. First, the darkness must come, and then comes a transformation. Look at it right there. Another verse that confirms it. God was speaking this word through his prophet before they came to pass in the last days. You and I are the last day chosen one to see these things come to pass in our own life. Things that God promised long ago, you and I now are about to see any day now, any hour. Isn't that incredible? He spoke it thousands of years ago. To the Lord, he spoke it 3 days ago. Because a day to the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years a day. God is saying in heaven, I just spoke this 3 days ago. What are you talking about? 3 days ago, 3,000 years ago. 4 days ago, 4,000 years ago. 5 days ago, 5,000 years ago. Isn't that incredible? Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Lamentation 3:2. God has driven me away and made me walk in darkness instead of light, says the prophet Jeremiah. Because God had a greater plan for Israel, but when God called to repent to the prophet Jeremiah, they refused. And then they were taken captive for 70 years to Egypt. See, you got to make your choice. You say no to God, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Trouble. Amos 5:18. The terrifying day of the Lord. How horrible, says the prophet Amos. How horrible it will be for those who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day? The day of the Lord is one of darkness and no light. Here it is. My brother and sister, we long for the day of the Lord because we know what's going to happen when that darkness comes. We get changed, we get transformed. They get shame and terrifying. My brother, this is our days coming. We're looking for the day of the Lord. But darkness is coming. First, my brother and sister, there's a change, there's a transformation coming through the darkness. Hallelujah. The world hearts will be shown to them, darkness, and the bride of Christ comes in glory, shining with the glory of the Lord. It's going to be awesome. You're going to move in the spirit of thought from one country to another. You'll be able to go here, there. What can take people years and months to do, even in private plane that can take them days, it will take you only a few seconds and a few minutes to do. You think of going to Iran, my brother and sister, and preach to the people there in Tehran, downtown Tehran, you're there in a second. The Taliban tell you, get out of here, or we'll launch your missile and grenade, all kinds of stuff. Oh, please, don't waste my time. Ha-ha, funny. Stop us now. Hallelujah. They keep threatening you. You grab them. You take them to Africa in a second. You come back and keep preaching. Praise you, Lord. You take them 1,000 miles away. All right, walk back now while I'm preaching. It's going to take you months to walk back. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Simple. You don't even have to fight. You don't have to do nothing. They're threatening you, they try to launch a missile at you, you grab them by the shirt, you fly quickly to Africa, you put them there, and the north of Africa was always fighting, you come back quickly. You're leaving there. Thank you, Lord. Micah 3:6, another brother confirming it. And this is why you will have night without vision. You will have darkness without revelation. The psalm will be said on the prophet, and the day will turn dark for them. The sun will be set on the prophet, messenger of the Lord. My brother and sister, you have to be serving God. Simple. If you serve God, the sun will be set on you. My brother and sister, Nahum, another prophet, 1:8. He will put an end to Nineveh with a devastating flood. He will pursue the enemy with darkness. Why is the 3 days of darkness? God said he's going to pursue the enemy. The Ninevites, my brother and sister, was a terrifying people, brutal and violent. When God sends the prophet Jonah for 40 days and 40 nights after the second time, they repented. They fasted. You see how God let them, God put it in their heart to repent with fasting. And God saw the fasting and repenting. And what happened? What happened? God decided to forgive them and to give them long days. But what happened later on? They turned wicked. They turned evil. They went back to wickedness and evil, backsliding nation. My brother and sister, hallelujah. God said he will put an end to Nineveh with a devastating flood. Tsunami came to come on the land of Nineveh, destroying the land and houses. marvelous in killing the people. And then those that stay alive that thought they were cocky, they, you know, they had the secure place under the earth. God said, don't worry, these demons can get in your bunkers, whatever you are. And he pursued them with darkness. He pursued them with these demons. No bunker was secure for them anymore. Even if we're 2,000 feet below the earth, they were not secure anymore. All these expensive bunkers that cost millions of dollars, you know, they think they're protected with soldiers and army. The demon ran in there, jump on them, devour them. No escaping. God pursued them. We're dying. You see that this is nothing new under the sun? The 3 days of darkness is another time God used in darkness to pursue the wicked. Again, he done it for centuries. He done it for thousands. I'm reading it to you. He pursued them with darkness. This is how God destroyed his enemy in the past, the wicked, the one he told them to receive his son, Messiah, as a savior, and they refused him. And when the time came, he pursued them with darkness. He killed them. Same demon that were released back then that killed them, they're being released now in the 3 days of darkness. There will be no weapon that they have that can protect them from those demons. None. Another repetition under the sun. Nahum 1:8 says, he will pursue his enemy with darkness. This is a present and future event. It happened in the past. It's happening again. My brothers and sisters, they will not escape. Matthew 8:12, the citizens of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness. People will cry and be screamed in pain there. Says Messiah in Matthew 8:12. Matthew 22:13, the king told his servant, tie his hands and feet, throw him outside into the darkness where people will cry and scream pain there. Matthew 25:30, throw this useless servant outside into the darkness. People will cry and be in extreme pain there. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Listen to this, Acts 26:18. So you see who is behind this darkness that God sent. Acts 26:18 gives you a broader view of what will happen. You will open the eyes and turn them from darkness to light. From the kingdom of Satan, control to God, and they will be receive forgiveness for their sins and share among the God's people who are made holy by believing in me. What kingdom of this darkness belongs to? Satan. Hallelujah. When people turn to God, they are brought from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Restoration. God can restore anyone any day. They can be holding hand with Satan and his principality. And if they repent right there, the devil has to release them, and the person gets turned from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. You see how beautiful God is for repenting what God can do? This is why this humanity are wasting their time, precious time, time that they don't have anymore because it's over. Father, hallelujah, Jehovah God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Lord Jesus Christ, who appeared to Moses in the mountain as the angel of the Lord, both confirmed to me, it is over. It is over for you. If it's over for us, the bride of Christ, hear how much over it is for the world. Think about it for a second. Praise you, Messiah. 2 Corinthians 4:6. We are his servant because the same God who said that the light should shine out of darkness has given us light. For that reason, we bring to the light knowledge about God, glory we should shine from Christ's face. Hallelujah. He shined with such a glory out of his face for people. He loved people, tending loving care for people. He died for them on the cross. He has shown his love to the world on the cross. No one has ever done that will be willing to do that for anyone. Jesus, our Lord, our beloved one, lover of our soul, did that for us on the cross. With agony and pain and suffering, great suffering. He dare and obedient to the Father to shed his blood for us, to release us from the pain of death, my brother and sister, giving us power over death, that death cannot kill us anymore, cannot hold us anymore in the grave. My brother and sister, anyone who has died in Christ is in Christ, and they have no power over them. They pass from death to life. They just walk out of their body, and they see their body there, dead. And they're looking around. Angels are around them. Angels said to them, come, you go into the kingdom of your Father. All right. And they're looking at the family crying for their loved one that just died. And they know, my brothers, that they have no power over them. Even when the body there cannot get up anymore, they just come out of the body. And even when the Taliban were cutting the neck of this Christian, my brother and sister, they had no pain or death, but only joy and peace. And they get up out of their body, and an angel on the left, on the right, said, let's go. You go into your kingdom, the kingdom of your Father. He's waiting for you. Huh? And with a smile, they're flying up. And they enter heaven. And everybody are applauding. Congratulations. You die for your Lord. Welcome. Hallelujah. They are welcome in heaven and applauding. People are rejoicing everywhere. Wow, how blessed are you, they'll say. How blessed are you? You die for your Lord. You are a martyr for the Lord. You give your life for him. You are so blessed. You will be so rewarded. And you say, where is Jesus? Oh, you'll meet him. He's everywhere. You'll definitely meet him. He's everywhere. You can walk forward. You can work to the right. You'll meet him. Hallelujah. And you'll meet the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Welcome, my child. Enter to the rest of thy Lord. You'll be right there. Lord, my child, die for me. What an honor. Thank you. When the Lord thanked me, I felt like, Lord, you thanking me? I should be thanking him always. He was thanking me. Thank you, my child. Like, Lord, you don't have to say thank you to me. I should be thanking him always. Didn't you hear me on the Lord's side saying, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord? Go back to my old message on the Lord's hour. What do you hear me saying? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he's thanking me. Oh, my Lord. He's so awesome. He loves you. He died for you. You're special to him. You're his special child. 5:11. Have nothing to do with useless work that darkness produced. Instead, expose them for what they are. That's Ephesians 5:11. Expose the work of darkness. That's what we're doing through the preaching of the gospel. We are exposing it, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. He is so awesome. Such a great God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6:12. There's not a wrestling match against human opponents. But we are wrestling with rulers, authority, the power who govern the world of darkness, spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. That's a good translation. The King James said heavenly places. It says heavenly world. They are world because I've seen them. Places, there are two places, but they're world. I think the heavenly world is a more natural calling to it. My brother and sister, but it's a wrestling. You wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, powers of evil. Hallelujah. Forces, wicked forces, rulers, authority, power who govern the works of darkness. They've been given the power by the devil, and they use it efficiently against those that are in sin. See, they don't waste time. They don't waste what they have, what the devil's given them. They use it very strategically. trying to say the word strategic against those in sin that are now repenting. And they can cause heart attack easily, stroke easily, and so much more. My brother and sister, I see people with heart attack or stroke and things like that. I feel sad for them. Because I used to pray for a lot of those people, and the Lord will heal them almost instantly. It's a simple prayer, and the Lord does it quickly. Stroke, heart attack. He just brings a warmness over the body. Boom, the person is healed. But I learned that if I don't lead people to Christ first, salvation is more important. I used to be out and about every week, ministering to people, nursing or hospital, praying for them to be healed, and the Lord heal them. But salvation is more important than the healing. A lot of people seek healing. Healing here, healing there. Salvation is more important because healed, you can go to hell. Sick, you can go to heaven if you're repenting. Salvation is more important. My brothers and sisters, healed and sin, you can go to hell. Colossians 1:13. Hallelujah. God who rescued us from the power of darkness have brought us to the kingdom of his son, whom he loves. The key here is love. So God so loved the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got to bring the two other witnesses about the darkness that's coming, because it's been prophesied. It's been said by the Lord through his prophet. So we must play them, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, in the last hour. Follow us Tuesday in our Bible study. My brother and sister, we still continue with the Babylonian kingdom. In our Bible study on Tuesday night, it's so, so important we continue with that, because there's so much knowledge the Lord is imparting into us of what is happening in the last days. A lot of people are unprepared, unaware of the scheme of the devil through the Babylonian kingdom and the Antichrist, the Obama nation that is happening in the last days, because they're not studying God's word. We need to study God's word together, Tuesday night, so you will not be deceived of what is happening in the last days, because many things are unfolding behind closed doors, my brother and sister.
February 21st, 2022, Brother Dan earlier. I am the breath of life. Holy is my name. I have watched man destroy what I created and forgotten my commandments. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Lion of Judah. You have desecrated that which is holy. I have seen your abominations with my own eyes. I have strengthened your enemies against you. Oh, here's the Holy Spirit. They shall do my bidding. Judgment comes to the unrepentant, for my will shall be done. Let the days of darkness begin. Oh, how's that? So out there in our prophecy messages, I have the time of darkness began September 24th, 2015. And then I think I have several 3 days of darkness. Now, what is this again? This is like a kind of like a spin-off here. The days of darkness begin. It's not saying 3 days. And then, of course, you know, here's me. I had the prophecy I just did, days of darkness, and it kind of ties in with the one I just put up, the last one, when I was told, or I was Googling and getting information and understanding of what was coming, and I was getting nuclear winter, days of darkness. Could this be tied in with that? I don't know. The thick dark clouds will roll in and blanket the nations on earth. The evil ones will use this darkness to hide their evil deeds. The fallen ones will roam the earth again. If you see this happening, secure your home. Lock the doors. Shut the windows. Here's the Holy Spirit on me. Let no stranger enter until it passes. Just as I protected the children of Israel, I will protect you. Remember when the water was turned to blood, they had water. When darkness came over, they could see. When the hand of the destroyer passed over, they lived. When the firstborn of Egypt died, the firstborn of Israel lived. The darkness will cover the land. Well, talk about Holy Spirit. The darkness will cover the land for 3 days. The blood of the Lamb is your protection. I have it really bad, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to cry here. Only the Lamb is worthy to open. Well, we know what it is. The scroll. We near the time of completion, where everything that has been written and prophesied and spoken will come to pass. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for my name's sake will save it. He who has an ear, listen to what the Spirit says. Okay, there we have it. How about that?
So, today's word is about darkness. Today the Lord spoke to me very early and said, Celestial, you will make one video about the coming darkness. And I have to say, this is a theme that I was not really paying attention to as I was listing the Lord's prophecies. He would mention it here and there, but because the Lord sometimes mentions up to 5 different topics in a single prophecy, I transcribe them and I would pay no attention to the fact that I keep writing about darkness, darkness, darkness. And so today he said that I will make just the one video about this darkness. And I went over the blog and I saw that I've covered some of the videos about darkness already. So one of them is called The Silver Mist, where I said that I saw that the earth became dark for a period of 3 days. For 3 days, we did not have real sun, real moon, or stars. I'll start there. For 3 days in the dream that the Lord gave me that is titled The Silver Mist, there was no sun and no moon. I was standing on a plane watching the sky with a family member of mine. And as we watched, there was no sun and no moon and no stars for 3 days. There was this fake artificial lighting in the sky that was very foggy, and there seemed to be light coming from one portion of the sky, but I can't even say it was light in a circular shape like the sun is supposed to be. It was just this fake day that we were getting that wasn't real sun, and at night it was so pitch black. This false lighting went away, and it was terribly dark. And so that is one prophecy that I wrote about darkness, and I did not really pay attention to the fact that it was 3 days and 3 nights in that dream. In another set of prophecies, I think this is called Isaiah 13, part 1 and part 2, and I will just read it here. It's just one tiny portion. The Lord gave me all of Isaiah 13 to teach on camera, and I did. I shared every word that he said about how judgment would come to America concerning it. But there is a part that he said would come to the whole world, and I'll read it out now. Verse 10. Well, let me read verse 9 and 10, because you can't separate sin from these situations and occurrences and experiences that I'm speaking about. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I'll just read verse 11 as well. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and I will lay low all the haughtiness of the terrible. And so When I was sharing in the Isaiah 13 videos, I did indeed come to this part where the Lord had said that the earth will lie in darkness for a period. The stars of heaven and all the constellations up there are not going to shine. So one of the things that perhaps we don't rely on so much now in the modern world is using the stars and the constellations for travel. In the old days when this was written, this was a very terrible, terrible time that the Lord was speaking of to the ancient peoples, because almost every single thing that they did in their society was based on the movement of sun and star and moon. And these things were very important to these people when they were on the seas, because they didn't have sophisticated technology like sonar and radar and tracking and Wi-Fi and all those things. And so for God to say that there would be no stars in the heavens and no constellation and no sun and no moon, these people understood this rightly to be very terrible judgments of a God who is angry about, as he says, the world and its evil, the wickedness and the iniquity of people, the arrogance and the pride that is in the heart of people, and how haughty people have become. There's this misconception that pride is something that you can easily see. Pride must be those people who are moving around with the designer brand names and showing off how thick their money clips are and things like that. But pride can be as simple and innocuous as not wanting to listen when somebody is telling you not to go to the hospital and take something that you don't need because it might kill you later in life or do harmful things to you. Pride is when your family member is trying to tell you something is coming, something that is outside your known perspective, your available knowledge, your family member, your friend, your coworker, or even a stranger who may be trying to share information with you, such as myself, is telling you that there are times coming that will stretch the believability and the ability of most people. Pride can be as simple as saying, I don't want to listen to this because I don't think it's true. It doesn't sound true. She doesn't look credible. I'm not buying this. That's pride. Pride is basically when the glass is too full for you to pour anything else in. And so basically with that empty glass, when the smashing of glass and the cracking of glass times come, it will be much too late to start scrambling for the information that proud and arrogant people need to save their lives. And so in Isaiah 13, the Lord is saying that we will not have stars nor constellations nor the sun and the moon. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about one of the things that will affect the sun, such as the sun will go dark. So this could either be the sun not being fully on anymore. A portion of it will become dim, meaning that the light the sun makes will be of a lesser quality. Just think of, if possible, a light bulb that was able to, you know, those dimmer light bulbs, if you don't put it on at full strength, it will give a much dimmer type of light. So that may be what happens to the sun in the final days, not regarding darkness. Or it might be that when it says the sun will probably have a third or only two-thirds of its light, that could actually mean that the sun will only be up for a third or two-thirds of its normal time period. So instead of giving us a 12-hour day as it's supposed to, and then we get the rest of the time being dark, the sun may give a third of that or two-thirds of that, which means that the earth will start to spend longer periods in darkness. Now, if you add to this prophecies that have already spoken about how lawless the earth will become, how savage, heartless, cold, selfish, and murdering people will be, how does it sound to know that the sun will be going down at 2 or 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. and then there's this long stretch before you get the next morning? And so, two prophecies I will look out here where the Lord did speak very clearly about darkness, and I did not notice it at the time. Both of them I received in September 2020. This first one is called Hear the Lord and Be Saved. And I'm not covering the entire prophecy because the majority of it is teaching. I am just coming to the part where the Lord highlighted to me that darkness is mentioned. Just a moment. This is the declaration of the Lord. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall be no sign given unto it, except the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Matthew 16 and verse 4. No sign will be given to this adulterous generation except the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale in total darkness, so shall this entire earth be dark at a future period, Whether this is near or far, I do not know, but the earth and everything attached to it shall sit in total pitch blackness that is more dark than when you switch off the lights and throw a heavy blanket over a person's head. In that time, the darkness will be the kind that can be seen, heard, and felt. Fallen creatures will manifest on this planet, and they will attempt to take many to perdition and utter destruction. Perdition is following a path of continual sin, which eventually results in your destruction. So when you hear someone is a son or a daughter of perdition, this means that this person is participating and carrying on in sin that will surely lead to their destruction. Why? Because they are displaying absolutely no interest in turning from that path and saving or reserving their soul from fire. So the Lord says they shall be successful. They shall be successful, says the Lord, because you don't love the truth, because you don't love my measuring rod alone, nor do you allow it to be sufficient for you. But you like to play these occultic games of looking for confirmation instead of realizing that your walk is weak and that the Lord cannot simply tell you something and you believe it on the spot like Moses and Abraham. Such men would hear from God, and even if they next heard from him 15 years later, the Lord would still find them believing as if he had spoken to them 5 minutes ago. But my church, the Lord said, loves signs and wonders. Therefore, the Antichrist will fulfill their hunger for magic tricks like you would not believe. They will follow him as easily as a child follows a stranger who has the kind of candy that they like. And so I often share on the Master's Voice about the need for discernment. Discernment goes deeper than how you claim that you have discernment. You can claim that you have discernment all you want, but the fact is, until the discernment is tested by two things that are so alike that it will take the special voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to a person to tell them, this one is from me and this one is a demonic manifestation. That is the only way to know that discernment is true. So to those who follow signs and like to play games and say, I'm waiting for God to confirm this to me before I believe it, the Lord says that in the last days, the fallen angels and also all the false prophets and the false pastors will receive diabolical last days power to astound and amaze. I just spoke of this yesterday, saying that the Lord has revealed that in the end times, the type of power that the pastors and the false prophets will be working with will be able to perform signs that human beings will not believe possible. They will astound and amaze. And in fact, church will be less about Jesus and more like a David Copperfield show. And people will flock to those places because they think, oh my goodness, the power of God is here. But it will be an unclean and diabolical power. And here's the scary part. When Satan is doing miracles simply to what the power of Jesus Christ can do, it comes coiled almost as if there is a huge python all around it with the power of seduction. Now, we are grown-ups on this channel, more or less, and therefore we understand what seduction is by definition. It is a compelling force. People who are sitting in these churches when this type of high-level witchcraft is going on will feel as if they are nailed to their seats. So even as they are watching, and even if the Holy Spirit may start to tingle and tell them, I don't think that you should be here, Samantha, they will find that their limbs are almost powerless to go through the actions of getting up and taking their handbag or their backpack and walking out the door. Because when the serpent of seduction coils around a person, that person will understand that the Bible doesn't joke about the language it uses. The Bible says that when the devil deceived Eve, the word that it uses is the word beguiled. To beguile someone is to literally draw them in through a combination of factors where they have this puppy dog heart-eyed stare. It is where you completely take over the independent thinking process, the faculties of reasoning and logic, the heart, and you somehow even manage to switch off the spiritual discernment that could keep or might keep that person safe. Eve was in the presence of something that she did not have a chance against, and her husband was standing right there with her and was silent and said nothing. The Bible says that the serpent beguiled Eve, and this is why when the Lord heard the story, he didn't start with Eve or Adam. He started with that supernatural being. That's the first person who got cursed and punished. That's why the Bible says that hell is reserved first for who? Sinful people? No. Hell was created and is reserved for the devil and his angels. There is a reason that the Bible names who God created the lake of fire for. God never intended for us, his beloved creation, to go into that. But all who live like the devil and his angels will end up sharing in their punishment. And this is why people, sinners, will actually end up in that place. It wasn't made for us. And so the power, the signs and wonders. Let me read what he says. False prophets and pastors will receive diabolical last days powers that will astound and amaze. They will perform signs and wonders in your sight that you never believed possible since the day that you were born. They will deceive many, and more than half the church will go with them and their false god to their own painful destruction. To those who think that a magic trick is how I reveal myself to you, when instead I told you, blessed are those who believe without seeing, then you shall indeed be destroyed by your own zeal for scripture magic. I will leave you to be afflicted and in some cases totally destroyed by your lusts. So that is the first prophecy where the Lord is saying that the earth will lie in darkness for a time period. The sign will be the sign of Jonah, which is the Lord said is the only sign that he will give a wicked and adulterous generation. And the sign of Jonah is basically that Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale, and so this earth shall be dark, the Lord says, at a time period in the future. That is the first prophecy, hear the Lord and be saved, from September 19, 2020. The second message is part two of the prophetic word, where the Lord immediately continued the same theme. This prophecy is called Hearing the Voice of God, part two. Just a moment, please. This is part two of the same prophetic word. It is called Listen Even in Darkness, September 19, 2020. For 3 days, this earth shall be dark as soot and pitch. It will be starless and very cold. It will look and feel like outer space where there is no warmth, and my presence shall not noticeably be there. Only with my true children will my presence be visible, to light their way, to bless their homes, to keep them safe, and protect it from the grasping tendrils of the evil one. The earth will be greatly exposed and vulnerable to terrors during this time. This is my command to you. Sit in your places and do not go out from them or you will be utterly destroyed by the beasts roaming the territory at that time. Stay in your places and repent and cleanse your sins with my blood. Do not go outside to do anything, but sit until the sign of Jonah passes. After 3 days he was brought forth from the whale into the daylight again. So shall you be, and I will keep you as you go through this. Amen. And so, this is one of the prophecies where the Lord gives it as 3 days. In some of the other places that the Lord has spoken to me about darkness, he has just said for a time period. And I explained earlier in the video that if we are looking at the sun losing its ability and fullness to give light and things like that, then we might look at a coming dimness before it goes dark, or it just might go dark because no one is able to tell and predict when the Lord will do these things. And so he says that it will be very cold, it will be sunless, it will be starless, and his presence won't be noticeably there. He says that with his true children, his presence will be visible, and this brings to mind this word that you can find in Isaiah chapter 60 that says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you." And this brings to mind what I often say on this channel, is that when we're reading the scripture, we have been taught it a certain way, and we tend to read it at surface value. But if you hear the Lord says, the darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. For a long time in the body of Christ, this verse has been taught as only of spiritual application. And it's true, we are in a time of great darkness. There have never been more people ignorant about who God really is and about the truth of the Word of God than at this time period. We are now in the time period where apostasy is having one of its greatest renaissances. So not only are people who do not know God free and happy in an atheist lifestyle, but for the first time, I think, in modern history, at least modern documented history, we have people who are practicing things that the Bible outright calls sin, identifying as Christians. That's right. We're in the great time period of human history where you can identify as anything as long as you open your mouth and say that that is what you are. So if you want to say that you are a mushroom or a tree, as long as you say that and you give your mushroom pronouns, everybody has to agree because it's your right to self-realization, self-actualization, and no one has the right to simply tell you that you are deluded and that you need a strong dose of love, acceptance, and a crash course in reality. So now people are practicing paganism, but then saying that I'm a Christian pagan and I am on my channel to teach you everything about what Christian paganism is. And we have a rise of a huge community called Christian witches and Christian Wiccas, where people are telling you that they are practicing what God says is a rebellion so great that you should suffer not witches to live. Back in the days of Salem, people actually took that verse literally and were burning people on crosses and poles. But now we have reached the age of apostasy being so widespread that not only is it God doesn't exist, the atheists now have a healthy community and a body of friends that include people who are practicing things that God hates and calls abominations in his word, and yet they're claiming that they're Christians, that they actually know Jesus Christ the Son, Yah, the Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, who is our guider, our guide, and our confidant, our counselor. So people are mixing the profane with the clean and then saying, but this is also of God. I'm a Christian psychic, and I'm a Christian this, and I'm a Christian that. And it has reached the point where the Lord says, for all this type of practice, he is going to judge. And so because the word has been taught one-dimensionally, when the average Christian looks upon this, they will say, no, 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 Celestial, you're wrong. You're wrong. It actually is just talking about the deep spiritual darkness. All these people that you just listed, that's what it means. They're in deep darkness, except that the Bible says what it says. And the person who is at risk of being shocked in the end times is the one who misunderstands that the Bible is a very blunt book. And if we risk reading it one-dimensionally, then when it begins to show us its multiple dimensions, God and the angels will not be shocked. It will be us who thought A actually meant B, when A meant A and B was a whole different kettle of fish. We will be the ones who are shocked and ill-prepared. When it says darkness will cover the earth, it means exactly that. The earth will go dark. There are prophecies on the Master's voice, but the Lord told me to leave those aside. Those will get their own videos that are talking about the fact that all the plagues of Israel will be again. The 10 plagues, the Lord says, that were seen in the earth performed by Moses and Aaron as a very emphatic judgment and a wake-up call from God to an extremely proud and haughty Pharaoh. Think of Isaiah 13, where God says, I will punish the arrogance and pride of humanity. Some of that arrogance and pride I've spoken out in many videos about people saying that they will blend themselves with this and that. We will live forever. We will exchange our body when this gets old and get a new one. All these things stem from the simple origin sin of pride. And so the darkness will come. The Lord says that he will be with his people, but his presence will not be noticeable in much of the world. And only his true children will see him, have him to light their way and to bless them and to keep them safe. But if those true children are to go outside the parameters of what God says, which is to sit in your places, I think this is Isaiah chapter 26, where it says, go, my people, and enter into your rooms. It's either Isaiah 20 and 26 or 26:20, where it says, come now, my people, and enter into your rooms. Hide yourself until the indignation is past. Indignation in normal English simply means when someone is very upset in a sharp way. But when the Bible talks about indignation, it's actually talking about God pouring out devastating punishments and wrath. So when it says indignation in the Bible, it's talking about the way God ripped Egypt to pieces and left them decimated, destroyed their economy, then destroyed all their buildings. And because their president was so arrogant, he actually destroyed a huge chunk of their population and killed almost everyone in the army by drowning them in the Red Sea. Israel crossed the Red Sea and was free on the other side. But one thing the Bible doesn't tell you, which you should know if you actually study and think about things a little, is that God left Egypt in pieces. If you read what the plagues did to that country, it took them decades to rebuild themselves back into a shadow of what they once were. So I pray that those who listen to these videos will hear. Please leave a like. Please share your comments respectfully below, because understand that this is a public place. It is not a place to just vent and go off. Other people are reading and watching. So let's try and have some form of decorum among ourselves. Please, this is Celestial with the Master's Voice. Thank you for being here. Give a thumbs up. Share the video. Send it to somebody who you think might need a wake-up call or just would generally want to know about things like this. And until I see you again, God bless you and keep you. Thank you to those who support the channel. Thank you to those who share the videos. Thank you to those who are giving them to other people and publicizing them in any way that you can. May the Lord bless you for taking his standard as far and as wide as we possibly can. And until I see you again, God bless you and goodbye.